Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. It's Quick Tip Friday, my friends. I'm trying to keep it a little bit lower right now because my daughter is taking a nap right above me. Her bedroom is right above my office here. So normally I just kind of feel like yelling right now, but we'll let her sleep. We'll take it when we get it, right? Thank you so much for tuning in today. Rick Mulready here, and you're listening to another Quick Tip episode. Do I talk fast? Somebody heard me recently on, I did like a live presentation or something, and they're like, dude, it's really weird to hear you not on 2x speed or something like that. And I was like, man, you listen to me on 2x speed? I talk really fast anyway, because I get all excited about this stuff. But anyway, I digress. Let's get into it. This is another quick tip episode here on the show. With these episodes, I share a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue. And just today, I want to talk real quick about something I read. It was a question that was in a Facebook group recently. And I think it's a good question because it comes up a lot. And that is, when you have a cart close, if you're doing a launch and your cart closes at whatever time that your cart closes, let's just say it's midnight. So I'm in San Diego. So if my cart closes on Friday, whatever, the 24th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific time, is it okay if, you know, you're inevitably going to get people that reach out to you afterwards, after the cart closed, and say, oh my God, I missed the deadline. Can I get in? And they'll give you a variety of reasons. And some of them people make up, others are totally legitimate. I got one time and they were like, I was on a cruise and I didn't have any Wi-Fi or something, or I lost Wi-Fi. And so I missed the deadline. I was like, that's awesome. Not awesome. I just think it's pretty funny. So do you let them in? Do you let them purchase after your deadline? Early on in my business, early in the first couple of years, I let people in. I let people do that. I made exceptions. And that was because I was like, man, well, like somebody wants to pay me money for this. Like, I don't want to turn this money down. Like, I need the revenue. I need the money coming in. But I want to challenge you with something. So our first value, our first team business value is integrity. And there's a lot of different definitions of integrity. And one thing it means for me is that we do what we say. So we mean what we say. And so if we say that the deadline is at this time, then we're not letting people in after that deadline, because that's out of integrity if we allow that. that goes against what we said. If we said there's a deadline and then we go against that deadline and we make it like, oh, we'll make this one exception, you're out of integrity. And that bleeds into everything you do in your business and how you show up and how you lead and how you run your business and the example that you set, right? And so there's exceptions to this, right? And just kind of hear me out for a second. The exceptions are if you have a deadline funnel set up or something like that, where there's a redirect, for example, or you're like me when early on in my business, and if that deadline was at midnight, you bet that I was staying up until midnight and redirecting pages at midnight. Now, but then I got smarter and used, you know, tools like Deadline Funnel to automatically redirect at a certain time. Okay. Now, there are times when people have your sales page open in their browser, like the tab is still open and it's open through the deadline. And then after the deadline, they're like, oh yeah, I want to sign up for this. And then the sale gets through. There's not a whole lot. I mean, I'm sure there's some sort of technical thing. I'm not a techie person, so I'm sure there's something you can, you know, there's instances like that where it's going to happen, but I'm talking more like, hey, if somebody reaches out to you or if a group of people reach out to you, if cart closed on a Tuesday night and they're reaching out to you on a Wednesday or a Thursday and they're like, oh my God, you know, I and giving you some sort of story why they missed the deadline and they're saying, hey, can I get in? It's very tempting. It can be very tempting to say, oh yeah, come on in. You know, I could use the revenue. But you're out of integrity if you are doing that. Okay. So just be true to your word. But if integrity is not important to you, then go for it. Let the people in. But if you have a deadline and you're very clear about when the deadline is and integrity is important to you and being integral in your business, meaning you are true to your word, then you should not be letting people in after your deadline. Okay? Again, you're out of integrity if you allow people in. It's really tempting. I did it early on, but then I learned my lesson, you know, because again, integrity is our number one value in my team and in my business. So I want to challenge you, if you have a deadline, stick to it. Be integral with your word. Okay. If people are trying to get in after a deadline, stick to it. And that goes with everything you're doing in your business. If integrity is a strong value for you, where is that showing up? How are you displaying integrity in your business? And we'll talk more about values and stuff like that at a different episode. But I saw this question and I was like, this shouldn't be a question. Early on your business, I get it. It's tempting. However, I get it from the perspective of, yeah, I'm thinking about it, but be in integrity. Make sure that's important to you, okay? Show up with integrity in your business. And your business is not going to fall apart if a couple people don't get in after the deadline. That'll kind of teach them, like, you know what? I have a deadline. And take action within that deadline. We're going to open it up whenever that is. You can get in then. Jump on the wait list, that sort of thing. Okay? Be in integrity, my friend. All right, that is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Super appreciate you as always. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll see you right back here for the next episode here in the Art of Online Business podcast.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.